On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is our fabulous producer. We very much appreciate that. This is the second time we've talked to somebody from the Community Giving Foundation, and a pangolin was across from me. We met this man's sister, Christine, years ago, and she's still with the Community Giving Foundation. And now Brother Eric is here, Eric T. Pangolinan. He's a program officer with the Community Giving Foundation. This is the foundation that's based up in Berwick, and it's just having a tremendous impact around here and helping so many little funds, I call them. But, of course, there's no such thing as a little fund at your office, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you guys help a lot of people with a lot of different things, and a lot of different individuals sometimes are providing funds for kind of reaching beyond the grave or whatever they wanted to accomplish. Or in this particular case, we're going to talk about just using some of the largesse of the foundation to raise up kids and teach philanthropy. So Eric Pangolinan is here. So thank you for coming in, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I really do appreciate it. I think there you got a lot to talk about. Folks, I gave a thumbnail sketch of what the Community Giving Foundation is. You go ahead and give us an even better definition.
Sure. So I'd like to bring it really to what I do at the Community Giving Foundation, and it's I do all the programs. So I handle all of the grant making and programs including Youth and Philanthropy and our nonprofit leadership series. You could really think of me and my role as money out the door. I coordinate with the nonprofits. I try to make sure that our community is as successful as possible with the funds we have available.
All right. So you're not money in, you're money out.
That's correct.
Okay, well, that's simple enough for folks to handle. And Youth and Philanthropy, just give us a great explanation of this. Just a super program. Tons of kids around here already know about it, but let's talk about it to grown-ups.
Sure. So this program is all about teaching high school students about philanthropy and grant-making. The real goal of this program is to get them involved, and the program started off in 2004 with just one school, 15 students, and $5,000 to grant. 19 years later, we have 13 different schools across our entire region, which is Union, Snyder, Northumberland, Montour, Columbia, and Lower Luzerne County. We're just under 200 participating students, and to date, we've granted out over $500,000.
And what do the kids do?
Right. So the kids really, the students come in, they spend 3 day-long events with the foundation, and they work together in their clubs at their school with their advisor. And in that time frame, they do everything that a typical grant round requires. They start off with a needs assessment that they conduct in their community. Once they establish that need, they design an application and a grant round to address those needs. They publicize that opportunity, and they bring in the applications and review and select the grant recipients. They really do every step of the process. And I'll tell you, they bring a really unique perspective to the table. And I've, you know, over the years, had them point out ideas or points of view that, you know, some of these other boards in the past 20, 30 years have never thought of. And it's really a magical thing to witness.
Boy, yeah, they have a way of finding the sort of the hidden needs in the community. We've seen some of the funding that they've distributed. I would have to think teaching young people to do, what's the age bracket again? High school and middle school, right?
Yep, it's high school.
Okay, high school. So teaching these young people, teenagers, to recognize unmet needs in their community. This has got to be the most important thing you're teaching in the whole school ever, I think.
Yeah, and we really try to get the point across, not to move over to donors, but that when these donors that make this program possible, they're not just investing in these local communities, they're really investing in these students in the hopes that someday when they get older, they're involved and they can give back and serve whatever community that they find themselves in. And that's really the special thing about this program. And when you see the ideas they have, a lot of these students come up with ways to give in the interim. You know, philanthropy is more than just monetary donations. There's your time and your talents as well. And these students utilize those things immediately.
This empathy and this thought process that they go through is really a big part of it. And we're learning now even more, and maybe you guys study this at the foundation, but generosity is good for you. Your you know, sort of cardiac numbers and all that sort of thing go up when people are more generous. So, you know, kids are getting this lesson early on.
Sure. Yeah, I've never gotten into, never looked at any studies about their health, but I can tell you the excitement and the freshness that they bring and interject into the community is certainly helpful to all these local nonprofits.
All right. So all the school districts that are involved around here, let's see, Benton, Berwick, Bloomsburg, Central Columbia, Columbia, Montour, Votek, Danville, Line Mountain, Midwest, Millville, Northwest, Sealands Grove, Shikellamy, and Warrior Run. And Line Mountain was a recent add-on. What is what's another add-on that was recently added?
Yep. So this year we added Line Mountain School District, as you said, and Bloomsburg.
Okay, so those two were added recently. And what phase are we within the schools? The kids now know who they are, and they've done some of this studying. So where are we?
Absolutely. So right now, the application period is actually open. So if you go to our website, csgiving.org/grants, you can view all of these school districts that are participating, the areas of need that they've identified, and you have until March 16th at 11:59 to apply. You can access the application at that same website, csgiving.org/grants.
Okay, and you have until March 15th, did you say?
16th.
Okay, and so what do you want us to do? If we're in the community and we're a nonprofit organization or somebody that's also helped identify a local need?
Yep. So if you're a nonprofit, government organization, school, or charitable equivalent, please go to our website and check it out. If you have any questions or you're not sure if you're eligible, please feel free to contact me. My contact information is available on our website. It's on that grants page. Please apply if you feel that you're addressing the needs of the community.
csgiving.org/grants is the place to go for this. We're talking to Eric Pangolin, and he is a Community Giving Foundation program officer. Money out is how he sort of explains it, making sure that grant round. Define a grant round. That's kind of lingo for you guys. Tell us about that.
So a grant round, in simple terms for us, is when a 501c3 government organization, school, or charitable equivalent has the chance or opportunity to apply for funding through grants. Essentially, what happens is we publicize this, we identify need, and then we collect applications from people in the community, nonprofits mostly, and then we assemble a committee and they decide who and in what amount would get funded. And to bring this back to youth and philanthropy, the students actually get to determine the grantees, and that's a really great thing for them to learn. One quote that really stuck with me was a student said last year, as fun as this process is, they said the hardest part about this is there's no bad choices, because there's not enough money to go around. So sometimes there are hard decisions on who gets funded, and that has an impact on the community. And the students recognize that responsibility at a young age, and they make really strong, responsible choices.
Yeah, that's a life lesson. Boy, I'll tell you what, learning to saying no to somebody is awfully hard, you know, when you have limited funding, and the kids don't have unlimited funding. We are talking about the Youth and Philanthropy Program, where the Community Giving Foundation gives some money to kids, but they have to go through a complex process of learning and discernment and then donating to various organizations. So in the long run, the kids get to donate to various 501c3s and whoever they decide to give it to, if they're eligible. To whom have they provided funding in our area? Who are some of the people they've given money to?
Well, I don't want to name specifics because it would be hard for me to get all of them, but if you go to our website, it does list last year's grantees, and you can view all of them there.
All right, and you do see, I've looked at that list, and it's a who's who of the local foundations, and or not foundations, but local charities around here, and meal tickets, and meals for Mustangs, for example. I'm making that up, but you know, that's the kind of thing. It's stuff that you've heard of that is funding that's available here. All right, well, just a few moments left. Kind of wrap us up here. Just to explain that other comments that the kids have made that tells us that they really enjoy this and get some lifelong lessons.
The real thing I've seen is that there's this real want from the students to get involved immediately. One of my favorite things is reading about things that they've done outside of the Youth and Philanthropy Program using the tools that they've learned through the Youth and Philanthropy Program, because that's really what this is all about. And like I said, with the donors, that's their goal. They want these students to become even more productive community members and want to stay in the region, want to give back. And when you see that, it's really an inspirational thing.
Okay, and they've done that. What else are they getting involved in? Half of them are scouts and cheerleaders and, you know, sort of doers in the community already.
Sure. Well, I'm not going to name the specific school, but during the needs assessment, one of the schools this year realized that a big concern was food and winter clothing. And they knew the grant round wasn't until spring or right now, so that need was going to go unmet this year if they didn't do something. So they, on their own, outside of us, established their own food drive and clothing drive. And they did that incredibly quick, and they got that need addressed almost immediately. And like I said, completely outside of the program, without any recommendations from myself, just a student initiative.
But these are kids that were involved in youth and philanthropy.
Correct. Yep. And so to see them doing that already before even going through the program for a full year is great.
I got to tell you, Eric, this is genius. You know, you're really creating a more generous community, and this will help the Community Giving Foundation in the years ahead. These folks will be out there in their community. They're going to be the doers and the Rotarians and Kiwanians and Lions and Eagles, and they're going to be making things happen in their community, you know, as part of those programs, or just individuals. So just generous individuals. All right, Eric, please repeat all the contact information. If folks want more information, you got a lot of details up there.
If you believe you're eligible for grants or you just want to find out, please go to our website, csgiving.org/grants. You have until March 16th at 11:59 p.m. Like I said, if you have any questions or concerns regarding this grant round, please reach out to me. My information is available on that web page. Again, csgiving.org/grants.
Well, thank you so much for all you're doing. Thanks all your peers up there. I think of it as probably about a half a dozen employees or so up there.
There's eight of us right now.
Oh,
yep.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, you're making a big change and making a big difference around here. Eric Pangalinan, Program Officer with the Community Giving Foundation, csgiving.org/grants for his part of the program, or just csgiving.org for the whole shebang. And it's just a great program. And you see a lot of the doers up there on the board, and there's a lot of good happening up there. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you.